even though, I mean, this is typically what we do around this time on a Friday to set up what is weekend worthy for you.
It's the weekend update.
Yeah, all the weekend activities certainly took a hit with the impending storm, but not the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, as Matt Brockman said oh so eloquently.
Hey, we're layered up.
Yeah.
We're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to roll with the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo.
There you go.
He knows.
Mm-hmm.
I dare say he's already rolling. He's not ready to roll.
Going to have some snot sickles on those bulls, but they are go flight. That includes all of what we will tell you in the Stock Show report coming up on the way. Only spots on the Stock Show grounds that would shut down are the Outdoor Carnival and the Petting Zoo. So right there on the Midway, we will not be there on Sunday with Hank FM. There is one cancellation. It comes to the Auditorium Concert Series. It was going to be Culture Wall tonight. Now, he has posted that he will not be making the trip. His Fort Worth shows is all he alluded to, but it is the Stock Show Auditorium Concert tonight. Will Rogers Auditorium, rather. Culture Wall saying that not going to happen, canceled, refunds automatically processed from the point of purchase. Also canceled will be the slate of Billy Bob shows tonight. It was supposed to be Ted Nugent.
That's right.
And he will instead be hunting with his bow and arrow in the wild to make it through this winter storm. And I think he can do it. He's the guy for the job. Pat Green tomorrow night also has been scrapped as well. And that was going to be a big one. Now, not canceled, our good friends over there, and there's like two things not canceled. Casa Manana still got the Wizard of Oz Youth Edition going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The production now runs through February 15th, so just in case you don't want to venture out. And then still going on, and now this is getting some controversy down in the Fort Worth Convention Center, and we'll see him bouncing around maybe a little less than last weekend. It is the NCAA High School Nationals Cheerleading Competition. But the weather has forced a lot of out-of-state schools, because this is national.
Yeah.
They come from all over the country. A lot of those out-of-state schools, or even Texas school, I know some of the San Antonio and Austin schools aren't coming up for this. They're staying home. They're allowed to compete virtually. But if they do that, they will not be considered for a national title. And how do you think
scandal.
How do you think those cheer parents are handling that? Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say not very good. We talked about this on Monday when you were gone. My cousin, Elizabeth, was in town over last weekend, and she's like, it's really interesting to see all these cheer moms walking around in their Lululemons with their Dallas Blonde beers.
Well, they're going
to
be...
they're going to have to do that at home.
Extra Lulu'd today, certainly.
Spirit fingers, honey.
But those that will be here will be bouncing around, and we have proudly added them, as we've said, to our team coverage in our storm center out
there.
It
takes a village.
Yeah. Unfortunately, noted weathercaster G. Gordon Lund fell from the top of the cheerleading pyramid.
Yeah, that's not where he goes.
But we've got you covered. Elsewhere, while we're all trapped inside for like 75 hours, the NFL will still be going. It's the conference championship games. And as we mentioned earlier in the week, go Denver Broncos. Why?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the injury to Bo Nix, their starting quarterback, late in the game last week. And if the Broncos go through, he won't be heading up the team in the Super Bowl. They'll take on the Patriots on Sunday. I do believe they're the early game. It will be helmed there at the QB1 position by Stephenville graduate Jarrett Stidham.
Woo!
So go get him out there, kid. Go Jackets. Go Broncos. Pass that. How's it looking at the Heather Lee House and compound for all winter preparations?
I'll be honest. It was very exciting that we had so many groceries, and I have a teen and a tween, and they were promptly gone through. I went to Costco yesterday, and I was, I'll be honest, I was kind of impressed. The parking lot was full, but no one was panicking inside.
Oh, yeah?
And I hope we carry that same spirit, because I have a feeling I'm going to have to go back and spend $6,048 more to get through the next 24 hours. But,
yeah. I do have to say my lovely, ready for any sort of apocalyptic event wife, Elle, did quite a bit already of the early shopping to get ready. But I am going to have to make a stop on the way home today. So please, please, prayers. Because the AP, Associated Press.
Oh, no.
I didn't know they did this, but 103 years they've been releasing, claiming a list of panic buying grocery list items.
Oh, for this is not helping matters whatsoever.
Now we will go to the top. And number one, yet again, eggs.
Number one!
Yeah. In fact, we have them in our fridge, but she has them in a bag. I don't know. Okay. I don't ask questions about my fridge anymore. And I accidentally, like, knocked it over. And I thought, I was like, oh, no. It's going to cost, like, $6,000 of eggs. So that's number one. Number two.
Number two.
Is number two, toilet paper, of course. Number three comes up five more times in the list.
Bread.
Beer.
Oh.
Yeah, there it is. So make the runs. Be safe out there.
Priorities.
Good, 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 good morning.
It's also number 15 and number...